This programme is part of a series of programmes in sound art. It was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.
Sound is wonderful because sound connects things, and sound accommodates many voices at one time, and they remain intelligible. With sight, we see one object. Very rarely do we actually have transparencies and reflections. Sound, as a medium, allows us to experience environment as connections between living things and cycles and rhythms.
My name is Jared Dunn, 30, and I go to University of Limerick. Chicago, in the States. No, I didn't. Actually, I got accepted to Queen's University in Belfast and also Bath Spa University in England. 2 months before I was to actually make a decision where to go, I found out from both schools that the tuition had been raised significantly, and so I couldn't actually afford to go there. So scrambled at the last minute and found UL, and Jürgen, the course leader, made an exception for me because obviously the deadline had passed. So had no idea about anything about Limerick, so flew into Shannon and came to Limerick. And well, at that point, obviously, it was the first time I'd been in Ireland. It was the first glimpse I had of Ireland, so I thought that was Ireland. But then, you know, since obviously I've gone and visited other places, but I've always thought that Limerick is, at least compared to the other cities that I've visited, it's kind of, like a dark, like a grungy city, kind of like a Gotham type of city, you know. I've grown to love it. I mean, you know, it was kind of sketchy at first, just it being a new place and being away from home and not being used to, you know, obviously the culture. There's not huge cultural differences coming from the States, but there are some differences. And once I settled in, no, my impressions haven't changed. Well, actually, yeah. Well, if we can back up, then initially, you know, my first impression was that, well, it wasn't until actually I traveled out of Limerick that I realized kind of like the energy and what is actually happening in Limerick. So that wasn't until actually I went and visited other places, and then I came back. And sound art to me, it's such a broad, I don't know, genre, I guess, because it can mean acoustic, electronic, electroacoustic, anything really. And especially when you put art behind any kind of word, it makes it very broad. So I never considered any of the stuff that I did necessarily sound art until I started doing a few assignments here at the course, where it's definitely been using sound as art, not necessarily a compositional piece where, you know, it's a beginning, middle, and end. It's kind of just, here's a sound, do with it what you can, make it unrecognizable. So, well, I didn't have much exposure to sound art before this year, so couldn't really say that any particular piece inspired me, because it's just recently that I discovered kind of sound art as it is. Nothing particular anyway.
Message, Wednesday, 12:32 a.m.
Scotty D, man, saying doggy in the place to be. Alright? You ain't no refugee, alright? So keep it tight, as can be, alright? On the MIC, alright? MPC, alright? SP, alright?
Scott.
Scott. Scott.
My piece was inspired by Limerick, obviously. It's an electronic piece. It's all done within software, mixed and composed. I kind of had that whole idea of Limerick as Gotham type of idea while I was working on it, so hopefully that translates into the work. Yeah, I didn't have a specific idea of a structure, I usually don't when I do a piece. It's just kind of pure experimentation. This part will lead me to this part, will lead me to this part, will lead me to this part. Working in that way, if I start off with a certain sound, it'll just kind of have a natural evolution anyway. So everything that I use originally usually always stays, because that's just part of it. No, it was easy. I mean, I enjoy doing it, so anything you enjoy, it usually ends up being easier than if you don't. Yeah, I mean, that's, make music for other people to enjoy. I mean, I enjoy making the music, but I don't, when you listen to your own music, it's difficult to actually say whether or not you like your own piece, just because you're so close to it, and you don't really know how good it is. So, of course, you want to, have some positive feedback from the audience, because that's ultimately who you want to listen to it and want to move. So.
We would like to thank everyone who took part in the creation of this program and to the sound artist who created the piece for this radio production. This program was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.